Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and welcome to a very wintry, blustery Peak District. I'm in the northeastern corner of Derbyshire, which is the eastern corner of the Peak District. I'm near a spot called Robin Hood, and I'm standing at the moment on Birchen Edge. The reason why I've come here today is because last night, I updated the software, or the firmware, on my Canon DSLR 550D. I updated the firmware, and then I installed a third-party hack called Magic Lantern. And what Magic Lantern does, it adds loads of great extra features, a lot of pro features, to the 550D. And basically turns the video mode into an awesome video making machine. So I've come up here today to Birchen Edge to film some time-lapse photography, or time-lapse footage, movie, video, whatever you want to call it. Because thanks to Magic Lantern, I can now have full control over the frames per second and loads of other different features of the Canon 550D. So at the moment I'm standing next to the Nelson Monument, and there's quite a lot of cloud around, but that's what I needed. When I first woke up this morning, the weather was terrible. Drizzly, probably snowing here, but it was drizzling at home, and it was really thick cloud, which is not very interesting for time-lapse, really. But now, thankfully, the cloud has broken. So we've got some blues, the sun's sticking through in places, and it's going to make the scene more interesting. So what I did was, I parked down at the pub at Robin Hood, and I walked up onto the top of the edge now. I held the camera out in front of me on the tripod, pointing it forwards, and time-lapsed my walk up here. I had really cold hands at the end of it. If my friend Andy's listening to this, yes, Andy, I forgot my gloves once again. But I've got my down jacket on today, my Berghaus down jacket, and it's got some nice warming pockets, so I'm not too bad now. So I've been here for around about an hour, time-lapsing various different views, a few of the Nelson Monument itself, and also the stones, which are called the Three Ships. The reason being, obviously the monument is to Nelson himself, and the three stones have each got the names of his three ships engraved into them. So you've got the Victory, the Defiance, and the Royal Sovereign. At this moment, the camera is pointed at those three stones, and there's some really grey, but then there's some whites and there's some blues. It's looking good. It's looking good in the distance there. So I'm going to stay here for a little while longer and see what I can come up with. As I said earlier on, it's quite a wintry morning. A lot of the snow from yesterday has gone now. If I look northwestward over towards Hathersage and Kinderscout, etc., there is quite a lot of snow still over there. But down this sort of area, if you're not quite familiar where I am, there's a place, a very famous place called Chatsworth House. I'm around about 3 or 4 miles northeast of there as the crow flies. And in fact, one of my most listened to boos, the boo on the Nine Edges Challenge. This is the very last edge of the Nine Edges Challenge. If you head on over to peakroots.com and hit the search box and type in Nine Edges Challenge, you'll find out all about it. Okay, right. I'm going to put one of my my right hand back in my pocket now and thaw it out a little bit. Right, while I'm sat here, sheltering from the wind, I'm listening to Audio Booze, and momentarily I'm going to do my February installment for today, which is Celebrity Crush. Where do I start? No, just joking. Right. Hopefully I'll stitch this video together and I'll post it on Google+. Speak to you all soon. Bye for now.